英検準一級過去6回全問題集 CD2 2016年度第3回実用英語技能検定準一級一次試験リスニングテスト。このテストではテストの方法と注意事項はすべて英語で指示されますので、よく注意して聞いてください。では始めます。The
listening test for the grade pre-1 examination is about to begin. Listen carefully to the directions. You will not be permitted to ask questions during the test. This test has 3 parts. All of the questions in these 3 parts are multiple choice questions. For each question,Choose the best answer from among the 4 choices written in your test booklet. On your answer sheet, find the number of the question and mark your answer. You are permitted to take notes for every part of this listening test. Now, here are the directions for part 1. In this part, you will hear 12 dialogues, number 1 through number 12.Each dialogue will be followed by 1 question. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The dialogue and the question will be given only once.
Now we will begin the grade pre-1 listening test.
Hey Tyler, let's stop and get an ice cream cone. I have a craving for something sweet.
Don't tempt me like that.You know I'm still on a diet. I need to lose 10 pounds before we go diving in Guam.
They also sell fat-free frozen yogurt. That wouldn't hurt you.
Barbara, calories are calories. I simply have to limit what I eat if I'm going to be successful.
I have to admit, I admire your willpower. A few weeks from now, you're going to look like a different person.
Thanks.Go and indulge yourself, but keep the desserts away from me.
Question. What do we learn about the man? Number 2.
Hi, Kathy. How was the trade show last week?
A bit rough. We were missing a key staff member from our design department.
That must have made things difficult.
Well, loads of people came to the booth, but we just couldn't answer the technical questions they had about our products.
That's too bad. What did you do?
We had no choice but to say we'd get back to them. Still, at least they seemed impressed by our brochures and displays.
Question. What does the woman say about the trade show?
Number 3.
Are we almost there? It seems like we've been hiking for hours.
Well, according to the map, the waterfall is just up ahead.
But I don't hear anything. Let me see that map.
Okay. See the red line? That's the path we've been walking on. And this blue mark right here? That's the waterfall. It's right in front of us.
Right in front of us? It's 3 kilometers away.
Oh, come on. What's 3 kilometers on a nice day like this?
Question. What does the woman imply?
Number 4.
Can I help you, sir?
I hope so. I just missed my connecting flight to Hartford, and I need to get on the next one.
I'm very sorry, but today's last flight to Hartford is full in economy class.Unless there's a cancellation, you'll have to wait until tomorrow morning.
But I have to be there tonight. And my inbound flight had a mechanical delay. That's the airline's fault, not mine.
Well, if no one cancels, I'll see if I can get you a seat in business class.
I'd really appreciate that.
Question. What will the woman try to do for the man?
Number 5.
How's your new dormitory, Greg?
Pretty nice, Mom. It's not as noisy as I expected. I'm not sure if I can get along with my roommate, though.
Oh, what's the problem?
He complains I'm too messy. I admit I do leave a few things lying around, but it's not that bad.
Well, he might have a point. After all, I always had to tell you to keep your bedroom at home tidy.
Maybe, but I wish he'd relax a bit.
Question. Why is Greg unhappy? Number 6.
Wow! The festival seems even more crowded than last year.
Yeah, it's going to take forever to get some food.
I think I'll skip dinner and browse the arts and crafts area. I might find something nice for the house.
Well, I'm going to wait. I'm starving.
Okay, let's meet up after you eat.
I'd like to hear the folk band on the main stage.
Great. I'll meet you there in about an hour. Afterward, we can watch the fireworks.
Sounds good.
Question. What will the woman do next?
Number 7.
Yusuke, I'm going to a Japanese-style wedding next month. What kind of present should I buy?
It's pretty easy here in Japan. We just give cash wrapped in a special envelope.
Really? Is that all?
Yeah, it's the custom here. How close are you to the couple?
The bride is my best friend in Japan.
In that case, you're looking at around 30,000 yen.
That much? I'll have to cut way back on expenses this month so I can cover that.
Well, good luck.
Question. What does the woman tell Yusuke?
Number 8.
Sharon, my computer isn't working properly. I think it has a virus.
Have you been doing your updates?
What updates?
You know, the maintenance tasks to keep your computer running well.
I don't know how to do them.
It's easy. I can show you later. But first, you need someone who knows more than me.
Okay, I'll ask Bill to help.
Unfortunately, he's not here today. You'll have to call someone in the tech department.
Question. What will the man probably do next?
Number 9.
I can't believe you're moving, Janine. Everyone will miss having you as a neighbor.
I'll miss everyone too, Fred. But I'm really excited about starting my new job.
Good luck with that. So, how's the packing going?
I have so much stuff. I may have to throw things away.
How about a yard sale? I could help you.
Great idea. But I don't have the time to set it up and let people know.
I'll do all that for you. You've got your hands full.
Really? Thanks, Fred.
Question. What is one thing we learned from the conversation? Number 10.
Hey, Madeline. I ran into Kyle this morning.
Really? I haven't seen him since he was transferred to the Research and Development Department.
He sounds pretty busy with a new project.
I guess he must be. He doesn't even have time to eat lunch with us anymore.
Actually, his wife just had a baby, so I think he's trying to cut expenses by bringing his own lunch.
Oh, I see. Well, maybe we should all try to eat together in the staff lounge sometime.
Question. What is one thing we learn about Kyle?
Number 11.
We need to stock up on office supplies.
I'll take care of that. Just give me a list of what we need.
Okay, thanks. Office wear in Center Mall is the cheapest place to go.
You know, it would be better to order through a discount supplier. I have an online account with Smart Shop.
Okay, but what about the shipping cost?
Even with that, it's still cheaper than getting the stuff ourselves, and more convenient.
Well, I'll leave it in your hands.
Question. What will the man probably do?
Number 12.
Hi, Simone. Have you finished that travel guidebook you've been putting together?
Yeah, it's all done. The whole process was a bit frustrating, though.
Why? Was it difficult editing all the articles? Travel writers can be defensive about their work.
No, that was fine. But my boss has been away, so I had to teach myself how to use the publishing software as I went along, which slowed things down.
Well, with this experience, the next one is sure to go more smoothly.
I hope so.
Question. What does the woman say about the guidebook? Here are the directions for part 2. In this part, you will hear 6 passages, A through F. Each passage will be followed by 2 questions, number 13 through number 24. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The passage and the questions will be given only once.
A.
Now let's begin.
Toy soldiers. Mass-produced toy soldiers date back to the 1700s when a French company began making small lead figures. In those days, however, they were still costly to produce and mostly collected by adults. In 1893, a British toy maker came up with a more economical way of manufacturing them. As a result, toy soldiers became affordable enough to give to children to play with. Toy soldier makers focused on weapons and fancy, colorful uniforms, and the toys became popular with European children. Historian Kenneth Brown believes toy soldiers had a huge effect on society. Brown says they influenced young people's image of war so much that many of them volunteered to serve in the army in World War I. Young people thought it would be an adventure, and so were not prepared for the harsh reality of battle.
Questions. Number 13. What does the speaker say happened in 1893? Number 14. What is one thing Kenneth Brown says about toy soldiers?
B. Investing. Most people think successful investors do so well because they have a detailed knowledge of stock market statistics and finance. However, best-selling author Bennett W. Goodspeed believes there is another reason. Many top investors say their achievements are thanks to knowledge gained by general reading. Goodspeed believes that reading on a wide range of subjects helps these people develop their creative sides. This helps them to recognize investment opportunities that others might miss. Goodspeed also says that people wishing to become investors often attend costly seminars on money management, but they fail to understand the basic factors affecting stock market movements. Here again, a broad knowledge gained through reading can provide valuable information about the societal trends, economic changes, and business decisions that affect stock prices. Goodspeed believes it is not enough to just analyze statistics when investing in the stock market.
Questions. Number 15. What does Bennett W. Goodspeed say successful investors do? Number 16. According to Goodspeed, what problem do people wishing to become investors have? C. The John Bull Steam Locomotive. The John Bull is a steam locomotive that was built in Britain in 1831 and then shipped to the U.S. Because of its size, the train had to be taken apart to be loaded onto the ship. In the U.S., engineer Isaac Dripps was in charge of reassembling the pieces. Although he had never seen a locomotive before and had no instructions, Dripps was so skilled that he got the locomotive together in just 2 weeks.
When the John Bull began operating, though, difficulties arose. Because of the great distances between U.S. cities, low-quality rails had been used to save money. The John Bull was designed to run on the high-quality rails used in Britain. But in the U.S., it sometimes went off the tracks when going around curves, so the train needed modifications to run. After several decades of service, the locomotive was put in storage. Today, it is on display at the National Museum of American History in Washington, D.C.
Questions. Number 17. What did Isaac Dripps do? Number 18. What is one difficulty the speaker mentions?
D. The high Arctic camel. In 2013, bones from a large mammal resembling a modern camel were discovered on Ellesmere Island in Canada. The extinct species, which was about 30% larger than camels are today, was named the high Arctic camel. Scientists have long believed that the very first camels evolved in North America and later moved to Africa and Asia. However, they were surprised because they noticed that the high Arctic camel had a large hump on its back for storing fat and wide flat feet. Scientists once thought that camels' humps and wide feet developed after they have moved to desert areas in Africa and Asia. They now believe the fat-filled humps that help camels survive first evolved for the long Canadian winters, when food is scarce. And while camels' feet are indeed useful for walking on sand, scientists now believe they first evolved to support the animals as they moved over snowy ground.
Questions. Number 19. What is one thing about the high Arctic camel that surprised scientists? Number 20. What do scientists now believe about camels' feet? E. Cash. In some countries today, cash makes up only a small percentage of the currency in use. The rest is in electronic form. Some economists are now recommending eliminating coins and paper money altogether. Kenneth Rogoff of Harvard University points out that some problems, such as the printing of fake money, would be solved if cash disappeared. Furthermore, Rogoff thinks that using only electronic money would make it easier for the government to collect taxes from those who have been paid in cash until now. Not everyone is ready to say goodbye to cash, however. Many people are concerned about the lack of privacy that a fully electronic monetary system would cause. One possible option would be for governments to stop producing larger bills, such as $50 and $100 bills. This would allow large payments to be tracked while still letting people use smaller bills for everyday purchases.
Questions. Number 21. What does Kenneth Rogoff think about using only electronic money? Number 22. What does the speaker suggest governments could do in the future?
F. The woman who changed the champagne industry. During the 1800s, a French woman named Barbe Nicole Clicquot Ponsardon transformed champagne from a little-known French drink into one of the world's most well-known wines. Ponsardon developed a process called riddling, where bottles of champagne are stored upside down and gently turned every day. This gradually makes the champagne clearer. The results made her champagne more attractive looking than other varieties. Ponsardon's success was also due in part to a business risk she took to make her champagne better known. During the Napoleonic Wars, enemy ships attempted to attack any French ship they saw. Nevertheless, Ponsardon loaded a ship with 10,000 bottles of her champagne and sent it on a dangerous voyage to Russia. After the champagne arrived safely, Russia's leader, Tsar Alexander I, announced that he would only drink Ponsardon's champagne. This story helped make her champagne one of the most famous in Europe.
Questions. Number 23. How was Barbe Nicole Clicquot Ponsardon's champagne different from other types of champagne? Number 24. What did Ponsardon do during the Napoleonic Wars?
Finally, here are the directions for Part 3. In this part, you will hear 5 passages, G through K. The passages represent real-life situations and may contain sound effects. Each passage will have 1 question, number 25 through number 29. Before each passage, you will have 10 seconds to read the situation and question written in your test booklet. After you hear the passage, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The passage will be given only once. Now let's begin. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 25.
Okay, I see there are more of you than there are names on my attendance sheet. I'm assuming some of you are undergraduates thinking about joining the class. You will only be considered for this class if you've completed the required coursework, in this case, English 303. If so, you'll then need to consult with and obtain written permission from your academic advisor. I will then decide whether you're suitable. If I'm satisfied, you can register at the administration office. Space is limited, though, as this course is only offered once a year.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
H. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 26.
Palmia's about 5 miles away. The most direct route is to take Interstate 6 north, then take the second exit. No, hang on. The traffic is horrible this time of day, so the interstate will take forever. It would be better to make a left onto Maple Avenue, which is up ahead. Then drive about 5 miles and go right on Baxter Avenue. You can see the mall from there. By the way, if you don't have to go to Palmia, then Shopland Mall's a lot closer. You just go straight until North Broadway, which is 2 lights down, and it's on the corner.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
I. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 27.
Thanks for holding while I checked on our conference rooms. The Madeira room, which accommodates 20 people, is $500 for a half day and $800 for a full day. The Grand room and the Vista room both hold up to 40 people. The Vista is $900 for a half day and $1,200 for a full one, while the Grand is available at a daily rate of $900.
Finally, the Regency room is $800 a day. It seats a maximum of 25. All rooms come with free coffee and snack service.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
J. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 28.
If you're just a casual player, I'd recommend either a set of standard clubs or a pro-endorsed set. Alternatively, if you're looking to get into the game competitively, I recommend you let us size you up for custom-made clubs. Clubs made to match your physical characteristics can improve your game tremendously. One final option would be to restore your current clubs by removing the rust and replacing the grips. But if they're more than 8 years old, you won't be competitive enough against players with more recent high-tech clubs.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
K. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 29.
Overall, your presentation was very effective. As for your delivery, your eye contact was excellent. You made sure you looked around at all the audience members. However, you were playing with your pen and moving from side to side a little too much. You were probably just nervous, but it definitely distracted your audience. I would suggest you avoid doing this in the future. In terms of content, the presentation was well organized, and you included real examples, which is important. The slides were clear and to the point, and they helped keep the audience's attention.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet. Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.